Welcome to The Student Sessions, the unedited podcast for students and graduates that tells it like it is and addresses the issues that are important to you today and every day. Brought to you by Greyhound Media and hosted by Tonya Galati.
Hi, and welcome to The Student Sessions with me, Tonya. Today I'm joined by Chido and Lauren from Swansea University. Chido is an international student born and raised in Zimbabwe who moved to the UK to study accounting and finance. Whilst at Swansea University, Chido has been the vice president of the Swansea University Investment and Finance Society, the first fundraising officer of the Student Ambassador Scheme, and was recognised as one of Swansea University's Inspiring Women of 2019 for her volunteer work that she did in Zimbabwe in 2017. Chido also volunteers for Crisis and writes poetry in her spare time. Lauren is a final year PhD student within the Swansea University Medical School. Her research explores clinical decision-making and mental health, a project that arose after completion of her undergraduate degree in psychology and master's degree in research methods in psychology and cognitive neuroscience. Hi, Lauren. Hi, Chido.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Good. How are you, Lauren?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good. Thank you both for joining us today. Really pleased that you could make it.
No worries at all.
Oh, it's lovely to be here.
Let's start by hearing a little bit about you both and your journey to university. So let's start with you, Lauren.
Oh, thank you. Well, so I'm actually from Cardiff and I came to Swansea to study for my undergraduate degree. Essentially because I thought everyone was super friendly and I absolutely loved being so close to the beach. So I wanted to do psychology and I got in. Then I stayed on to do my master's and now I'm doing a PhD there. So that's sort of my brief journey, really.
Great. Thank you, Lauren. And what about you, Chido?
I'm not from anywhere near. So I'm from Zimbabwe, born and raised there. I'm studying accounting and finance, about to go into my final year, finally. I always wanted to go to uni, didn't know what I wanted to do, but finally I came across accounting and finance and I was like, okay, we could do that. So yeah, that's about me.
And what made you decide to study at Swansea?
I really loved how friendly they were. They were very welcoming. They were incredibly involved in the process of making sure that I had all the information that I needed. They had a representative come down to Zimbabwe, which I thought was amazing that they crossed an ocean just to make sure that, you know, we all felt super comfortable. So I really liked that about Swansea.
So today we're talking about volunteering, and I'm sure everyone will know what that means. But just so that we're on the same page, Lauren, can you explain to us what volunteering is?
Yeah, of course. Well, I can give what I think volunteering is. Essentially, when someone gives their time freely and maybe does some work, either labour or other things, for some sort of community service.
And Chido, what's the difference between volunteering and doing unpaid work? Because for volunteering work, you're not paid, are you? So what's the difference between that and doing work that's unpaid?
I think it's in the name, really. You know, it's voluntary, but also it's usually about the intention as well as, you know, what they expect from you. I think that's what I would say. I also used to struggle with telling the difference between the two, but I would say, you know, volunteering is more you're intending to go and give up your time. You're not expecting any money, whereas unpaid work is usually doing a job that usually might get paid for, you know, but not getting the remuneration.
So what sort of volunteering have you done, Lauren?
I have mainly worked for volunteered at a mental health charity. I did that for about 4 years as a support group coordinator. So that was really good because that was basically helping adults with mental ill health get through their day-to-day lives, and that was really, really exciting. But then I also volunteered as a research assistant in the uni, so that was really fun as well for very different reasons.
And did you receive training, Lauren, for either of those volunteering opportunities?
Yes, so the obviously being the mental health coordinator, you have to have lots and lots of training, lots of support, and that was all provided. Yes, yeah, so there was lots of training there. With the research assistants, there was more guidance than training because it was a lot of what I've already done. Mm. But with support from the researcher.
Okay. And what about you, Chido? What volunteering have you done?
So I currently volunteer with an organization that works to end homelessness. And so, you know, that's an experience that I've had with them. I'm an event organizer with them. So I've been doing that for about 2 years or so. Also through the university, I was able to be fundraising officer as part of the student ambassador scheme. So with that, we got to, you know, host different fundraising events for different charities. So that was, you know, a little bit of fun for me. I've also volunteered back home with charities back home. Started a volunteer group myself just before coming to uni. And I've also volunteered with my churches as well, both at home and here in Swansea.
Okay. And are there other places or sorts of roles that someone can volunteer in?
Oh, definitely, definitely. There are plenty of different opportunities to volunteer. Honestly, I would just say probably looking online is the best way to find the, you know, volunteering opportunities closest to you. But there are definitely plenty of opportunities to volunteer.
And are they all, would you say, with charities, or do you think that there are volunteer opportunities that are also kind of not necessarily for charitable causes?
Yep, I agree. Just as we heard Lauren, you know, with her example about, I think it was research psychologist, was it? Something along those lines. You know, I think there are plenty of opportunities like that as well.
Great. And what made you decide that you wanted to volunteer? And we'll go to you first, Chido. What made you decide I'm going to volunteer as opposed to I'm going to go and get some paid work?
Wow, that's an interesting question there. I would have to say, I think the situation at home in my country, I think growing up, I recognized that I was in a place of privilege and that not everyone was afforded the same opportunities that I had. And so that's probably, you know, the first experience I had when I first thought, okay, let me see how I can help out. And so that's probably what spurned my hope and my excitement for volunteering.
Okay. And what about you, Lauren?
Well, I actually started to progress my career, essentially, as many psychologists, if anyone listening is interested in doing psychology or becoming, say, a clinical psychologist, they'll know that this sort of work experience is essential for basically getting a job or getting your foot in the door. So I started volunteering. That's why I chose to do it at a mental health charity, to basically gain that experience in order to be able to then get a job in it and then eventually hopefully do the a further degree to become a clinical psychologist. So that's the reason.
Okay. And is it something that you find fulfilling? So in terms of, you know, for both of you, I guess you've been doing volunteering work that obviously is really directly benefiting others. Is that something that you really kind of feel fulfilled doing?
Yes, it's actually one of those things. I started volunteering and realistically you only need to do, say, a couple years or whatever it may be. But the reason I stayed is because of how much I loved it. It was fantastic being able to talk to people, being able to see someone's face go from being really distraught to really okay and better, and seeing that physical difference. It was absolutely amazing. And that's why I loved it so much. It's one of those things. Career-driven volunteering is good, but you need to find something that you really enjoy doing, and then that's when you'll gain the most from it.
And what about you, Chido? What have you kind of gained from it?
Compassion, really. Just a better and deeper understanding of people. And that's probably one of the you know, the best aspects of volunteering for me, is just getting to meet so many different kinds of people. Like Lauren mentioned before, you know, being able to see someone's entire mood change because of a conversation, because you listen to them. You know, it varies from role to role, depending on what you're volunteering as. But I think the experience for me has been, it's definitely been life-changing. You know, it takes you out of looking at yourself. You know, you begin to see the bigger picture in life, and I really enjoy that.
And I mean, it sounds like you've both had a really, really positive experience. Have you encountered any unexpected challenges whilst volunteering?
Not quite. So for me, thankfully, I haven't experienced, you know, many difficult challenges, but I would say that I had to learn how to manage my time simply because of doing volunteering alongside my studies and alongside different extracurricular activities that I do. I've definitely had to learn how to manage my time better. Thankfully, I haven't experienced any kind of prejudice. So that's a good start.
Great. And what about you, Lauren? Any unexpected challenges?
Well, like Chido said, it can be really, really hard to sort of balance degree, work, volunteering, and as well as have a social life. So that was difficult. But again, I think that made it almost all the more rewarding. And for me, it was going from having no contact with people with, say, really severe mental ill health to being the one that supports them. And it basically puts you in situations that you never would have envisaged. But that's the whole point of doing it. And that's the reason why. So, for example, I volunteered along with my friend, but my friend, who we both started the same aims and goals, but she volunteered and thought, you know what, actually, this is not the career for me. Whereas I sort of went in head first and absolutely fell in love with it and knew it was where I was meant to go. So it's really important. And those sorts of things do make you expand and just grow as a person as well.
Yeah, I've had conversations with individuals in the past that have started doing volunteering and then they've said, oh, you know, I really haven't got time or it's not really for me, but I don't want to leave because I feel like others are reliant on me and I don't want to let people down. Is that how it works? So when you're volunteering, are you committed to doing a certain amount of time or is it quite flexible?
So I would say it depends on the role that you're doing. So some places you'll sign up to doing one day a week or a couple of hours a week or whatever it may be. Some may you volunteering might be a bit more flexible. Some say if you're doing any sort of social media or anything for charities, then that can be all sorts of unusual hours. But again, quite flexible because you get to do it from the comfort of your own home. So it does depend on the type of volunteering you're doing. However, I think most people that start volunteering will fall in love with the people they're working with and really get a joy for it. So basically, most people that will start really caring, and it's going to be hard when it does come to that time to leave. You do build bonds with everyone that you're working with. And so, yeah, it is quite common to feel, oh, I know I can't do this, but I really want to stay. But equally, I think it's important that you make sure you take the time for yourself and realise that's okay. You can stop now and then pick it back up later. And that's good too.
Tudor, have you encountered any unexpected positives whilst volunteering? So things that you didn't envisage?
I wouldn't say I didn't envisage it, but just the different types of conversations that I've managed to have. So, for example, we had a volunteer meetup and got to meet some of the colleagues that I would be working with in the future. And I honestly, I had probably the best conversation I've ever had about art and just, you know, the world and humanity. And it was such a random place to be having that kind of a conversation, but it was such a wonderful experience for me. And just situations like that, just little stories like that I now have in my memory bank. I think that's one thing that I've really enjoyed about it.
And what about you, Lauren? What do you think you've learned whilst volunteering? I'm just thinking about some of the skills that you probably have developed.
Yeah, so there's a lot of skills. So, for example, there's sort of personal growth, like I said, like your confidence, your ability to take charge in a situation. But then it goes to almost more practical skills. Like, for example, I've done sort of minute writing, bid writing, running procedures and policies, delivering training or acting as responsibly for other members of your team, events, fundraisings or socials for the service users. So there's literally so much that you can take from volunteering. And the thing is, it's one of those beautiful things that the more you put in, the more you'll get out of it as well. And so, for example, something that was kind of unexpected positives for me, at least, was being offered actual paid posts when they came up as well. So that was quite nice. And like I said, unexpected, but it does happen. And it shows the more effort you put into something, you really get an amazing amount back.
And do you think then that you're in an advantage now in finding a job now that you've done volunteering, or a better job, I guess, in your area, Lauren, because it's kind of, you know, the clinical side, I guess it's kind of a requirement. But aside from that, do you think the skills you've developed have put you in an advantage?
Most definitely. I think there's some skills that are really important. And it it's quite unusual skills, like the training. I never thought that I would actually be in charge of training and organising training and putting packs together and thinking about things in a slightly different way. And that's really good in whatever situation you find yourself, or altering your writing style to be able to, like I said, writing minutes versus writing bids. I wouldn't even know where to start before. And now I've got that experience. So yeah, it definitely does definitely put you in a much better position to find different jobs as well. Like I said, you never know what's going to creep up around the corner and where you might be in. Like Cheeto said, about networking and talking to different people, and something just crops up.
And what about you, Cheeto? Do you feel you're in an advantage now?
For the field that I want to get into, I hope so. I can't say because I haven't started the job application process as yet. But, you know, just as Lauren said, it's more about the skill set and the skills that you can learn and the different things that you can then bring to, you know, an organization when applying for a job that counts. So I think that's what I would say.
And how did you identify your volunteering opportunity, Cheeto? Was it something that you can access through the university, or did you go and look for it yourself?
So the one that I currently am with, the organization that I'm with right now, I actually found at a networking event that was at our university. And so, you know, I found out about them there and then. They offered me, I think it was an interview. And so, you know, that's how it all began. So I would definitely say that, you know, there are opportunities at networking events, online, or, you know, if you speak to people as well. So, yeah.
Okay. So as we wrap up today, I just wanted to ask both of you what one piece of advice you would give to our listeners who might be thinking about volunteering.
Well, I guess my one piece of advice would be just to do it, really. even if you're feeling a bit nervous or not really sure where to start, you've got most cities will have a volunteer service run by the council, so go and get in touch with them, and then you can find out perhaps lists of the different opportunities there as well, and they can help guide you and train you and all sorts. They're fantastic. So I've worked with our local one here, and yeah, essentially it's just do it. It's a fantastic opportunity, and you have to, definitely. Must.
Thanks so much, Lauren. Cheeto?
See, Lauren took my answer. no, I would definitely say, you know, just like Lauren said, just go for it. You know, you have nothing to lose. But I guess what I would say is, I guess, pace yourself. I guess that would be more, you know, cautionary. Just because, especially if you're volunteering alongside your studies, you know, you do have to remember that you are still attending university. You still do want to get a degree at the end of it. But, you know, I mean, go for it. Honestly, if someone is thinking about volunteering, they're already the kind of candidate that they're looking for. So, yeah.
Thank you both so much for joining us on the Student Sessions today. You've both been fantastic guests.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been lovely.
Thank you so much for having us.
Swansea University is a research-led university that has been making a difference since 1920. The university community thrives on exploration and discovery and offers the right balance of excellent teaching and research, matched by an enviable quality of life. Swansea's multicultural campus community provides a global perspective and opportunities to gain skills that last a lifetime. And to our listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you want to catch up on any of our previous episodes, do subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Spotify.
Thanks for listening to Student Sessions, brought to you by Greyhound Media and hosted by Tonya Galati. Never miss an episode by subscribing. And if you like what you've heard today, why not leave a review and please tell your friends. We'll see you at the next session.